Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Hello, welcome to this podcast. My name is Anne. I've been a volunteer here at Joy for 17 years. Please continue to support Joy. This is our 25th year and we need community support by way of donations and memberships. Support Joy now during Radiothon 2018. Head to our website, click donate now, joy.org.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Have you ever been part of a clinical trial? In order to find a cure for HIV, it means that science and society need to work together. For decades, people living with HIV have been at the centre of trying to find a cure for the disease, with people who are impacted by the disease having been stepping forward and participating in clinical research. There's still a long way to go before an HIV cure becomes a reality, and we need some breakthroughs in the science as well as the testing of people living with HIV. In the early days of the epidemic, when people living with HIV signed up to test potential new drugs and treatments, HIV was a death sentence. And participating in these trials was as much about your own survival as combating the disease worldwide. Today, participating in clinical trials and research surrounding HIV means something a little bit different. The Informer's Ian Muchamore has signed up to participate in a clinical trial, and thanks to the Doherty Institute and their Melbourne Sexual Health Centre, Ian shares with us his experience as part of the VIVA study. The first thing that Ian has to do is meet with clinical nurse Julie Silver, as he takes part in the study which tests if a high dose of vitamin D can affect HIV that impacts the body.
For decades, people living with HIV have been at the centre of trying to find treatments and hopefully a cure for HIV. This can't happen without science, and progress in the science can't happen without people who are impacted stepping forward and being willing to contribute and participate in clinical research. Join me now as I literally go inside an HIV cure clinical study.
Could you just tell me what we're going to do today?
Okay, so this is your baseline visit, or we've randomised you in the study. Mm-hmm. So what basically will happen is that we're going to do it just to make sure that you're happy to continue on with the study. We need to do some study-specific tests, like some blood tests. Some of those bloods are standard of care blood, so things like you're checking your kidney and liver, bile load and T-cells. And then there's a whole large volume of blood for the storage samples that are going to be testing all sorts of. Then we're also going to do a urine sample, looking at your healthy big kidneys, and also a rectal swab, you know, bacteria. When you have a sexually transmitted infection screen, it's exactly the same. It's not anything different. We're not taking a sample of your gut or anything like that. It's the usual, it's the usual cotton bud. No different to normal. So don't get stressed about that. Yeah.
Okay. What would you like me to do first?
Well, do you want to go and do the urine and I might take your blood, and then we'll do all the sort of more probably administrative.
Right. Well, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
In the early days of HIV, when people signed up to test potential new drugs and treatments, HIV was seen as a death sentence, and participating in these clinical trials was as much about your own survival as combating the disease worldwide. Today, participating in clinical trials and research surrounding HIV means something a little bit different, and I myself have signed up to take part in one. Thanks to the Doherty Institute and the Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic, they're allowing me to share my experience as part of the VIVA study. I'm the guinea pig after all, and the first thing this guinea pig needs to do is to go for my first clinical visit at the Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic to meet clinical research nurse Julie.
And wash my hands.
Oh, yes, hello. It's Julie here from Melbourne Sexual Health Centre. Could I please organise a courier to pick up samples? Melbourne Sexual Health Centre. Going to Doherty Institute. Okay, super. Thanks very much. Bye.
So you booked a courier for my samples?
Yeah.
So there's my rectal swab.
Yes.
What do they use that for?
It's bacteria. It's looking at bacterial testing. I think it's like the gut flora. mm-hmm. which is all linked with all that, you know, health of the gut.
Yeah.
And that's all part of what they're looking at with this cure, things that are hidden away, or HIV hidden away in sort of
the gut biome. We hear quite a lot about that.
Yeah.
The VIVA study tests whether a high dose of vitamin D can impact HIV that remains hidden in the body. Over the next 6 months, I'll take a single pill in the morning, every morning, and with a follow-up 3 months after that. I don't know whether the pill will be vitamin D or whether it's a placebo, also known as a sugar pill. Why don't we let Sharon Lewin, the director of the Doherty Institute, explain a bit more about this particular study?
In Australia, we have many studies, both observational, meaning understanding where the virus is hiding and why, and interventional, giving someone something to change the situation to see if it can be cured. So vitamin D as a cure for HIV, or what we call the VIVA study, is first of all an interventional study. It is a randomised placebo-controlled study, which is sort of the gold standard or Rolls Royce when you're trying to answer a question whether what you've given is different to a sugar tablet. This study aims to see whether high-dose vitamin D in people living with HIV on effective antiretroviral therapy can reduce the amount of virus that goes into hiding.
I'm used to getting my bloods taken. It's a routine part of health checkups, and giving a few extra millilitres for use in research to better understand HIV in the body doesn't seem like a huge burden to me. While Julie from Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic was busy taking my bloods, I asked her how she got involved in HIV cure research.
So do you want to give this arm, okay?
Whichever one.
This one. I used to do clinical, and then that person got sick, so my boss said to me, would you be interested in doing it? And I went, oh, yeah, okay. And it was mainly just people coming in for STI checks at the clinic there. It operates differently to other sexual health.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, back a long time ago.
So
back
before
in the dark ages. It was back in the 90s, early 90s. Open your arms, squeeze a bit pink. And just feel that.
And back in the day, people with HIV weren't very happy with how clinical trials were taking place. Did you... And they were particularly concerned about placebo trials at the time because, you know, they wanted the drugs.
Yeah. HIV clinical trials, you know, they often got fast-tracked, like drugs got to the market quicker than usual practice, probably. And then I moved over here, because I'm actually Melbourne born and raised, and so decided I wanted to come back to Melbourne. And so there was a job going here, and then here I've been ever since. So there you go, it's good. So as far as the cure research, so basically here I've done a variety of studies, some mainly sort of either investigator-initiated studies or pharmaceutical-based studies. So a combination or, you know, and both clinical studies or observational cohorts. In HIV, then STIs.
What sort of people take part?
In the cure?
The cure studies, is it different?
I think individuals with the cures have probably a particular interest in that. Because it's funny, because I know there's a lady we've asked her a couple of times, and when she comes in, she always wants to know what's the latest research, is there going to be a cure in that? But then when we offer her to take part in a cure study, she won't take part.
What do you think the barriers are to people taking part? Do you think they just don't understand what research involves?
Well, I think a little bit. And, you know, I think there is an element too that it does require a bit of time and a lot of blood, as we're having your...
It's not that much blood.
No, well, that's right.
But if you've got a thing, but if you've got an issue with blood, you probably wouldn't be for you.
No, or if you've got difficult veins and all sorts of things. I don't know. I think some people just don't want to be the first to take part in something in case it has any, you know, there ends up being bad luck or doesn't end well.
But someone has to. And, I mean, this is vitamin D. I don't think taking a vitamin D pill is going to have any nasty side effects. I'm pretty confident of that. You know, nothing's really for sure, but I really don't think that taking a large vitamin D dose is going to have a problem.
I think put it in perspective.
Sharon was saying to me that some people, there's different generations of people who are taking part in cure research as well. So there's maybe people like me who saw people dying in the 90s and thinking, well, we really need HIV cure. And then there's a younger generation as well.
Oh, look, I think there's different too, because it's funny, because I just ran into a guy in the waiting room who we had in a trial years and years ago, and he's an older gentleman, and I hadn't seen him for a long time, really, probably at least a year, I think. And I had a little bit of a chat to him then, and it's funny because the perspective of people have changed over the time, and he was sort of asking me, oh, is there any research on, you know, people that have had HIV for, or been on treatment for as long as I have, like it's been on for about 10 years. And I said, oh, look, you know, I'll look at stuff and just see what there is. So there are people that are really interested and keen to know what's best. And sometimes there is this, I think, a little bit of a selfish perspective in the sense that you want to know, because then maybe you'll get the best of it.
I think one of the drivers for me is that, yes, I think there's a duty to take part, and we're very lucky to have the drugs that we've got. And I believe in the science, you know, but I think you need to do science like this to know whether something works or not. But also I know that I get lots of extra tests.
Yeah, well, in fact, that was the next thing I was about to say to you, that one of the other reasons that people like to do clinical trials is that you do get a lot of extra tests done that you wouldn't normally get. And also, particularly depending on the nature of the study, tests and investigations and everything are reviewed and checked, like all your results of everything that you're ever having done here with us while you've been on those studies have been, you know, checked and signed off and again reviewed again later. So there's a fair degree of scrutiny.
How many vials of blood have you got there?
There was 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And it was pretty easy, wasn't it?
It's just under 90 mils. Well, yeah, I hope it was easy for you.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, well,
it just happened.
Oh, how about that gold star for Julie?
Participating in a clinical trial won't be everyone's cup of tea, but the meaningful involvement of people with HIV in research and trials has been a consistent for decades. Trust has been built between community and scientists, and advocacy has changed how modern clinical trials take place.
So, you've got a brown paper bag there.
Yes, brown paper bag. So this is your medication. You need to take, this is the bottle of medication.
Huge bottle.
Yeah, it's 3 months. There's 100 tablets in there. But the appointments will be when we see you again, and you'll get another lot of tablets. So one a day.
Right.
In the morning. It's also best to take it to help the absorption of the vitamin D with, like, say, a cup of milk, like, in the morning with breakfast, if you do eat breakfast. Let's pop them in the bag. Any questions about this?
No. So I take the first one tomorrow morning with breakfast.
Tomorrow morning. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Julie for chatting to me during her busy day at Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic, and also to Sharon Lewin and the Doherty Institute for supporting us in accessing an inside view of what it's like being involved in an HIV cure trial, what it looks like and what it sounds like.
That was Ian Muchamore with clinical nurse Julie Silver, going behind the scenes of a clinical trial to find a cure for HIV.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.